Good morning, Scotty. I was going to say the big J here. It's just Scotty this morning with Jenny Baxter. Good morning, Jenny.
Well, it's not just Scotty. It's Scotty and Jenny Baxter.
I said that, but it's just such a habit now to say Scotty the big J. It's like, hang on, no, he's not here. So, yeah. Hey, how are you going?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm going well. We're here to talk about treasuring mothers. What are we talking about?
Well, you know how people put stuff up on Instagram and Facebook, pictures of how gorgeous they look and how beautiful their babies are.
Yeah, they're all happy pictures. We rarely put up stuff about bad things going on in our life.
You don't want people to see the bad stuff. Unfortunately, what that means is that lots of people think that, especially because you see the celebrity photos too, and they're looking gorgeous 2 weeks after the baby's born. And that's not reality in actual fact. And so when people go through difficult times after having a baby, they think that they're the only one.
And alone in all of that.
And alone.
Yeah.
That's right. So this week it's Postnatal and Antenatal Depression Awareness Week. And it's just good to highlight that people do go through tough times. I went through a tough time, particularly one pregnancy. Actually, did you know that antenatal depression, that means before the baby's born, is really quite common. And I had that. I didn't know what to do about it. I didn't know that it was common. I didn't talk to anyone about it.
But there's even a tendency to, you know, to think, what is wrong with me? Mm. What, you know, like, you know, like almost feel like a failure in aloneness.
Well, that's right. And then if you admit failure to someone, is someone going to think I'm bad, a bad parent? And so there's a big stigma attached to admitting to these sort of things. But do you know what? If you talk about it with somebody, that releases the burden amazingly. And that's what Dr. Caroline Leaf was saying when she was here, when she was talking about how if we listen to each other, that in itself makes a huge difference to the mentally unwell. If you tell someone your story, then your burden is shared in an amazing way. And so that's what happened to me. I had antenatal depression before the baby was born. I had postnatal depression just mildly, not too bad. But when I spoke to my infant welfare nurse about it and talked it through and worked out that, oh, yeah, everyone actually is really thinking I'm coping very well, but really I'm not. And so they're not offering me help and I'm not asking. And so maybe that will help. Even just talking with her about it made a huge amount of difference. Now, she saw that I obviously was going okay. She said if I wasn't going well in another couple of weeks to call the doctor. But I actually got on top of it by then. So sharing your story makes
a huge difference. You know, yours is one case. And as you say, if you share that with somebody else, then you realise there are so many other people dealing with the same stuff.
Exactly.
And so instead of walking by yourself, you're a part of a community of people that actually can walk with you.
Yes. And did you know, Scott, though, I hadn't realised this until this week when I was doing research to do this interview, that men suffer postnatal depression. Were you aware of that?
I suffered prenatal depression.
Yeah, and that happens.
I think. But mine was more a, how can I be a dad? I'm so immature. And I wouldn't even say it was depression.
Yeah.
But I probably had 3 months there of absolute panic, like to the point that I'm like, I can't do this.
Did you talk to anyone about it?
No, I didn't. No, yeah. I just kept to myself. But I had a freak for about 3 months because I'm like, how can I be a father? I don't even feel like I'm in control of my own life.
That's
right. And I'm not mature and I'm like a big kid. So how can I be a dad?
Yeah.
And I had sleepless nights and everything until after a while when it started settling with me a little bit.
Yeah. 100,000 families do that every year. Can you believe that? That's a huge number.
Yeah, it is.
And so if you're listening today and you feel like, oh my gosh, I really need to be doing something, because a lot of it is people don't even realise that's happening to them, then there is a hotline you can ring. The PANDA hotline. So PANDA stands for Post and Antenatal Depression Australia. The phone number is 1-300-726-306. And even if you talk to them and you don't need any, you know, further medical investigation, at least you've talked to someone about it. And if there is something that you need to do, then you can go and find help. It's a good thing to do. Also, panda.org.au.
And sometimes, as you say, when you talk to someone about it, then in some ways that just releases you to go,
yeah,
all right, okay.
That's okay. You know, I know what's going on
now.
I've
shared it with someone.
You know, I do need to ask for help.
I've verbalized it.
More sleep, or I need to let my husband know, or I need to get my mum involved. So it's all about treasuring yourself as a mother.
Yep.
But also being aware of the people around you who have recently had children or who are pregnant or going through that process of becoming aware of, I'm going to be a parent now, that's a huge adjustment in someone's headspace.
And the beautiful thing I like about this too, and maybe this is something we can talk about another time, the beautiful thing about this is when you've been through that, then you
get it.
You get it. And but then you can actually then share that with others and walk with others in that, really fully understanding what they're dealing with.
That's right. So just being a listening ear for somebody else and treasuring that person can make all the difference. Yep. So just let me encourage you to spend a bit of time with those people who are in the early stages of parenthood, or not even the early stages. With me, it happened with baby number 5. Can you believe it? So I had 4 quite without...
You knew what you'll get yourself into.
I did. And yet it hit me with that last one. And my goodness, I was just in another place. I just thought the family would be better off without me because I was feeling so low, which was irrational.
Yep.
But yeah, oh my goodness. And I just had it mildly. So if you're in a place where you're feeling very, very low,
talk to someone, get some help.
Get some help. Yep. That phone number again for Panda is 1-300-726-306.
Treasuringmothers.com. Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you, Scott. Good to talk today.